Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
You need to...
You must be ready. Is the music
please.
Can't hear that.
Are we live?
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Yeah, that's right. We're here at the National Finals Rodeo. So good morning, everybody. It's 7:05 in the morning, and we're here with Linda. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Nate, usually we can hear the music coming in
yeah.
and all that.
Good morning, everybody. And Nate, thanks for being at the helm. Here we are. Actually, this day, on this Friday, we are not down at the Thomas and Mack. We are here at South Point, and we are going to be broadcasting, or we are broadcasting our show live this morning. We've got some wonderful guests. It's been one heck of a ride this week. Of course, last night was our first night attending the rodeo finals, National Rodeo Finals. That was wonderful to see the best in the world that were actually performing last night. We had a chance to really take that all in, and if you've never been, all we can say is it's wonderful. We're getting ready to celebrate in every way the 75th anniversary of the Reading Rodeo. And so we've learned so much, Carl, haven't we? Been here with the breakout sessions. We went to hear Taylor Sheridan speak, but we have gone into so many different, as the convention happened, there were breakout rooms and all the different committees, and there's so many intricacies of putting on a rodeo that we've learned, and we have some of the top people that do that right here with us this morning.
Yeah, from the Ready Rodeo, we've got...
I can't hear you. Can you hear? I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
I hear you, Carl. You're just very quiet.
All right.
Okay. He can hear us, though. If you can hear us, that means our audience can hear us. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
You just need to be a little louder.
Today, first of all, let's do the weather for the next few days.
Can you do that, Nathan?
I can do the weather. The weather today is it's going to be frost before 9 a.m. Otherwise, it's going to be a high near 48. Tonight, it's going to be widespread frost, low around 32. Saturday, showers likely, mainly after 10 a.m., high near 46. Saturday night, it's going to be a low around 40. Calm wind Sunday, high near 47. Sunday night, low around 40. Monday is a 50% chance of showers with mostly cloudy, high near 49. Monday night, areas of frost between midnight and 4 a.m., and low around 34.
Okay.
The weather
report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a locally owned company, locally run. They've been in the business for over 20 years. They treat their customers as warm friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, and it is a veteran-owned business. So our guests today are from the Reading Rodeo Association, and we're here with John Montiel and Cindy Schottholt. Did I get that right?
Yes. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys.
They're going to be switching back and forth on the microphone. But, John, tell us a little bit about you. How did you get into, you're a local boy, or a local guy, obviously. And how did you get into rodeo?
Well, I joined the Reading Rodeo Association about 1999, late 99, early 2000s. A good friend of mine, Dan Hutchins, brought me into the association. From there, I spent a year doing odd jobs, volunteering, was asked to get on the board of directors at that point. I've been on the board of directors since 2001, including being the treasurer, the vice president, the treasurer in 2007, the vice president in 2008, and the president of the Reading Rodeo Association in 2009.
Wow.
After that, I stayed on the board. Ben Gooch, our current president, asked me to step in as rodeo director when he decided to run as president of the Reading Rodeo Association. I worked under Bennett for roughly 10, 15 years at that point. And I agreed to take over the helm from him. I had big shoes to fill. Ben did an amazing job running our rodeo. It was a, seemed like a lot of pressure at the point, but he has stood behind me and helped me all along. And now with the addition of our general manager, Cindy Schoenholtz, I think the sky's the limit for us at this point. We're gonna tear the roof off this place this year.
I feel
and,
that.
We'll build the back and be ready for 2024 after that.
Okay. What does a rodeo director do?
My basic function is to make sure that the contract personnel is in order. Everything from bullfighters to the actual stock contractor themselves, the sound guys, our announcers, Will Rasmussen, Wayne Brooks, make sure that everybody's hired, everybody's in place, everybody kind of knows what's going on. We have a production meeting every day at rodeo early, go through what we hope to accomplish that day, where we excelled the day before, if there was a performance the day before, what we need to fix from the day before to make the show better. You know, my goal ultimately is I want something happening bang, bang, bang in the arena. So that person that spends their hard-earned money to come watch what our club, our association puts together is excited, and we want to leave. When they get up to leave at the end of my show or our show, I want them wanting more. I want them to come back and go, man, we should probably buy tickets for Friday night, or maybe we should buy tickets for Saturday night, or maybe we should go online and get our tickets for next year so that we know that we've got our seats when the time comes.
That's right, and what happens is a lot of times it gets sold out. And with what where you're going in this year coming, the 75th, I think it's going to be a huge success, record breaking. We're excited to be pushing it. But I think what's great for our listening audience at this particular time as well is, yeah, it's a great show. Yes, it is a thrill. It's thrill seeking. But there's so much behind the scenes that are the intricacies that I think people aren't aware of. The years of these riders, the stock, the livestock, the what do they call it? The stock, the people who stock contractors. I think that is something more than just human interest, but that our listeners would like to know some of the intricacies. So what would you say in this particular convention that you may add to our upcoming 75th anniversary?
Well, keep in mind, we started planning for the 75th year 2 years ago. Right now I'm hiring people for 2024 and 2025 as we speak. So we're planning out long-term. But the people that we're bringing in are the people that I know put on the best show and the best performance, interact with our crowd, will get out and partake in the parades. We're hoping to have we're bringing in John Payne, the One-Armed Bandit, this year.
One-Armed Bandit.
We interviewed him yesterday.
Yes,
and
yes.
Let me tell you what an interview that was.
Always exciting.
Always exciting. I was sitting there waiting for him to say something. And
we may have to bleep.
He is so good.
He is a professional.
And he is just a hoot.
He is. He's. I've met John, was probably the second or third year of our rodeo. He had come back. You guys had heard the story that they had hired him. We were one of his first big rodeos.
He told that story.
Yeah, so John interacts with everybody so well. We're hoping to get him out in the public at some different sponsor locations and get him just telling stories, interacting with the crowd, interacting with the kids. He's an amazing performer. So, like I said, we've really built this year, and we are doing things that we are make more public as time goes on. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't want to let all the cat out of the bag.
We'll
let little pieces out here and there, and it's all about keeping it exciting and keeping our fans engaged on social media. We have a great person running our social media side of things. So, you know, check us out on Facebook, Instagram. Keep up with what we got going.
Okay. We're here with John Montiel and Cindy Schoenholtz, and we're going to get to Cindy right after the break. But she's the new general manager. I say we because I'm a member of the Ready Rodeo Association. I've been there all of 6 months, and I just know nothing. But John has been so – John, you have been so
helpful.
Helpful.
You're just a kind person.
as has everybody. Yeah. I have a question that I know you're thinking in the back of your mind. I've heard that 1,000 times, but everybody has been very, very helpful and open.
Mm-hmm.
You would think I'd have a good answer after hearing it 1,000 times, but most of the time I don't, and I stumble and look around for somebody to ask, can I help guide me through it?
You're being, you know what, you have a very good sense of humility here, but no, the rodeo rolls on John, and we're going to talk about more about that. Well, John and his crew, but when you're seeing down in the arena, there are so many people working on this. There is a trash division in the Redding Rodeo Association for the rodeo.
Well, whenever we have some time, I would really love to delve into the association itself and kind of break that down for you guys so everybody can kind of understand how that works.
And we'll do that during this next 30 minutes. But we got to take a quick break here.
Coming back with Cindy.
And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. 4 branches. They are a community bank. They are locally owned, local board of directors. They've been helping move people's dreams forward since the day they opened. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. They're our banker. We're very happy with them. We'll be right back.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, then from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, is happy to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those serving in the armed forces. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs and can help with colds, allergies, asthma, COPD, arthritis, pain, inflammation, long-haul COVID, and help restore taste and smell. Perfect for all ages. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave. You can book now at capturingtheessence.com. Again, capturingtheessence.com.
Celebrate the holidays with us and come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play in the $55,000 Pick Your Present Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe daily to win free slot play entries or prizes. Weekly drawings every Friday starting at 7 p.m. 5 winners every half hour win free slot play. 5 winners at 9 p.m. win $500 cash and choose a bonus present from under the tree. For all the details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Clean Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Redding has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at just $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding has the perfect gift for Christmas or for your car or truck. Stop by 1210 Market Street in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today. And they just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new home-style side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Yeah, we can't.
I'm on. Hello? Can you hear me?
All right, okay. Thank you. And we're here live with our show in Las Vegas. You cannot believe the crowd that we're looking at right now. You can't even believe the location. We are so blessed to be here. It's radio, baby.
Oh, it's radio. Yeah,
make them believe.
Thousands of people are surrounding us out here just watching. Just watching. No.
Hey, no autographs, please. Not during the show.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. They're having a big sale going on. It's their anniversary sale. They're at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Head on down there. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Hey, we're here with the Reading Rodeo Association, John Montillo, who is the director of, I guess you could say, of operations for the rodeo, with dozens of us working for him. But we also have with us Cindy Schoenholtz, who is
the newest edition.
The newest edition of Reading Rodeo. She is our new general manager. Good morning.
Good morning from Las Vegas.
Yeah,
this isn't your first rodeo.
This is not my first rodeo. I might have been to Las Vegas a time or two. It's a great place. They do a wonderful job hosting the Wrangler NFR.
South Point Hotel, if you ever plan on coming to Vegas for the rodeo or just about anything, they've got everything here, including all types of equestrian events. They've got their own arena here.
Michael and Paula Gaughan built this place for this event, and then it shows, and they're wonderful hosts, and we are very appreciative of that.
Now, Cindy, you were with the PRCA, the Professional Rodeo Cavalry Association, for 20 years.
Yes, I did work at the PRCA for 20 years back at ranch headquarters in Colorado Springs and did a lot of different things. I worked on livestock welfare, government relations, the Justin Cowboy Crisis Fund, learned a lot of things, met a lot of people, have a lot of lifelong friends. And then I went to the St. Paul Rodeo in St. Paul, Oregon for 5.5 years. And now I've joined my friends Bennett and John and the whole crew down in Reading and going to really rock it, as John said, for the 75th anniversary and work to help the volunteers and the members make this the best thing there is and to support the community. And because that's really what it's all about in the long run is supporting the community. That's why everybody wants to be involved. We heard a lot of cats. That's our official title. A lot of things, what I do is I come in and I assess and find out where the needs are. But, you know, my expertise is in, you know, bookkeeping and QuickBooks and all the things, bylaws and insurance and risk management and all the real super fun stuff. But in the long run, it's really about getting the volunteers engaged and the members engaged and getting all the ducks in a row to help the board of directors and to support them. And basically, you know, at their, you know, I work for them, the board of directors, and try and help them prioritize what the most important things are to do, strategic planning, work with the city, all the contracts, you know, just there's a lot. It's a business.
Well, and see, this is the thing that people don't understand. Until the Reading Rodeo Association hired Cindy, all of this was done by volunteers. Now, volunteers have jobs, and they find themselves spending hours doing the things that you're doing now. And it just, you know, some things, you know, you either just leave your job early or you don't do that and you have to get this done because we have a rodeo every year. You don't pay as much, you can't put as much time into it as we need to. So you've taken the burden off a lot of people.
Well, and I think that's the frustration for the guys that do have jobs is they want to do it right and they don't have the time. So that's what I want to do, is support them and do things the way they actually want to do them, and make sure we dot all the I's and cross all the T's and make this the best organization, community partner, and rodeo that we can be.
Well, some of the interesting history that we discovered about you is that we were talking about one of the breakout sessions that we had during the convention here, that we was standing room only, couldn't hardly get into it. That was something that you did with PRCA for years, and that is animal welfare.
Correct. I dealt with all the livestock contractors, government relations, all the rules and regulations. The PRCA has over 60 rules and regulations in place to govern the care of the livestock while they're traveling to rodeos back and forth. Probably the biggest thing that we need to do in this area is tell our story,
right,
about where these animals come from, the born to buck programs, the fact that they are specifically bred for this sport. They love what they do. And anybody watching the National Finals Rodeo on the Cowboy Channel or FDTV or the app or anything can see these animals are spectacular.
There are no skinny animals.
Yeah.
You see some hay bellies on these horses, but then they're working for 8 seconds, and they know what they're going
to
do.
And if you ever saw what goes on to take care of these animals here behind the scenes, it's amazing.
Well, let's talk about that just for a second, because the statistics was just amazing. 99.7% safety record.
Yes, they're very well taken care of. The rules and they're bred with the mindset of being healthy to travel and do all of this. So there's sturdy animals. A lot of the bucking horses have draft horse in them, big strong horses. But yes, they come from ranches. They get to live a life that most horses would dream of, out in pastures, and then they come here and they love what they do. They love the lights. They love you know, what goes on here. They get excited. You leave an open trailer and you're going to have some bucking horses in it.
Well, you know, the thing I think we had a horse last night that this is the 17th year that horse has been to the PRCA. That horse has got to be over 20 years old.
There was a 22-year-old bareback rider riding a 22-year-old horse. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
22-year-old horse, 22-year-old rider. And, you know, when they come into the chutes, John Grani told me for the bulls, he says, that bull goes into the chute the first time, and it looks out there, and he says, he knows what to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because they've been bred for that.
Yes, and they love it.
So you're right, we need to get that word out that there's the horses and the animals are not being abused in any way. And like you said, 60 different.
More than 60 rules, and there's a veterinarian on site at all rodeos, as John touched on, and they're our backbone of the livestock program for the PRCA, and tell us what we need to do to formulate the correct procedures and processes to take care of the animals.
So I'm sure part of it is their shipment. When they move from rodeo to rodeo, how they have to be handled that way, their feed, their physical checkups, and all those.
That's a big part of it, but you don't really have to worry about that too much. Because the owners take care of it.
And those are the contractors.
The livestock contractors. They breed these animals. They're their lifeblood. The animals are quite expensive. You can go down to the buck and horse sale and see them purchased for $50, $100. Some of the stallions, $250,000.
Wow.
So it's a big business. But it's their heart. They love animals, and all the livestock contractors are in this business. We're all in this business because we love animals.
Well, I think you know, the fact is that we are the PRCA. Ready Rodeo is the PRCA, and you never want to do anything. You know, nobody wants to see an animal hurt or mistreated. So you know, and like I said, if you look at what kind of shape they're in, they are not. You're not going to see a horse with its ear torn off or anything like that.
Right.
And if anything, when you get to the bulls.
No, they're amazing. The saddlebronks are my favorite, though. I'm a little biased, but you see Bridwell Pro Rodeos and their livestock, and Corey and Lang bring the rest of the animals. Spectacular, and they breed them. They know them from the time they're babies, and that's our favorite season to watch them.
Well, when we got to take a break now, but close to the rodeo. We'll be doing a lot of shows, KCNR. And and one of the things we'd love to do is get Bridwell in, and you know them very well.
Absolutely, we both do.
To talk to a contractor and say,
yes,
this is how we breed. This is how we take care of our animals. Again, knowledge is power.
We agree.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
You just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
Saturday, December 10th, there will be a fundraising dinner for our local hometown hero, Preston Sharp. Come to the Anderson VFW at 4 p.m. Dinner by Dill's Deli. There will be games, guns, and live auction. Let's help Preston pay for flags and flowers that he uses to honor our veterans throughout our great nation. Preston's been to all 50 states and has placed over 300,000 flags. Saturday, December 10th at the Anderson VFW, go to PrestonSharp.net or call 530-744-4539. Hope to see you there.
Stay up to date on seasonal vaccines to prevent the spread of COVID, RSV, and the flu. Visit the Wintu Cultural Tribal Center at 4755 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake on Saturday, December 3rd from 12 noon until 6:30 p.m. Keep your immunity strong this holiday season. This community clinic is brought to you by the California Department of Public Health and MyTurn. Goldleaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus tree and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Goldleaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing, so don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Goldleaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
There we
here
go.
Here in Las Vegas. Okay, I'm up again. Thanks,
yes.
Pat. Thanks, Nate, for taking care of the
yes.
old man. I just got told by the rodeo people here, my fellow Ready Rodeo Association, there's no way I'm getting in the arena because of risk, because of the insurance risk. Because Cindy said, oh, no, you're not going out.
Let's just get it.
And
you
I
know,
said, wait a minute,
the fantasy
32
out of
years
taking
in the
fantasy
Marine Corps,
away like that.
Numerous combat tours, keeping my head on a swivel. And they're saying, you're not going down in the arena. But John said he's going to find me a job that I can get down. Is that like pushing calves out?
I will find something for you to do. I'm actively searching for a new person to tie neck rope so you can tie the neck rope that goes on the steers and the calves before they get released and releases the barrier.
I see the guy. You know, my friends, welcome back to our show.
Yes,
I'm sorry. If you're just joining us, we're in Las Vegas for the National Finals Rodeo. I'm a member of the Reading Rodeo Association. I don't join too many things. And this, I waited 15 years to join because I watched you all. Went to every rodeo every year, and I thought, what a great – you're doing such a great job. And I asked to join, and they hopefully didn't lower their standards and let me join. But I have – because I enjoy rodeo, and I've been around horses my whole life and in rodeo. But I have learned so much.
About the business.
About the business and what it takes
with all these people.
Yeah, and with this is John Montiel, who is the Director of Operations for the Reading Rodeo Association, and Cindy Schoenholtz, who is our new general manager, 20 years of experience in the PRCA, plus another 5 years up at the St. Paul, Oregon rodeo, which is just a great rodeo. And the Reading Rodeo Association realized we've got to reach that next level. We need to bring in somebody like Cindy because we've only got so much time. We're all volunteers. And I wanted John to talk about that.
So our association is structured in a way that we are, all of us, 100% paid volunteers. Like I said,
unpaid.
Yeah. Sorry, it's still early in the morning.
Paid by a lot of hugs. Yeah.
We are all unpaid volunteers. Yeah, right. So, and it was that way from the start. From 1948, when the sheriff's posse rodeo, up into the transition to Reading Rodeo and through the years, Cindy is our actual first ever paid employee. And it was a big step for us. We talked about it for years. We threw the numbers around, and it was a very scary step because now we are responsible for somebody's livelihood. And that's something we take very seriously. So through the volunteers, you know, we strive to do the best that we can, and nothing happens. Nothing can happen down there without all of the volunteers being involved. Everybody from the guy that is the usher that helps people get to their seats to Renee, our ticket office lady that sells our tickets.
Is she wonderful or what?
That woman has got a job that very few people would take on. That in itself is during, as we get closer to rodeo, that is going to turn into a 60 to 80 hour a week job that she does without any complaints. And it's just amazing. So in our association, we basically have 60 to 70 volunteers on the books at all times. People that come down that donate their time to make Reading Rodeo the best show that it can be. With that, there's also three other associate clubs that go along with that. The Reading Women's Auxiliary, the Reading Women's Rodeo Association, the Reading Rodeo Auxiliary Association, which is normally the wives of the husbands. And then there's the Reading Junior Rodeo Association. Those are kids 18 and younger that want to be involved somehow, but we keep them in a very safe atmosphere and teach them what we do. During Slack, we bring the kids in, and we do what we call a mentor program. So during Slack, we run our timed event runs. You'll see tie-down roping. You'll see team roping. You'll see steer wrestling. And we take those kids in the back, and we teach them how we handle those calves and the steers, and we load them into the chutes, and we teach them. And then they run the animal, the girls on the other end, the young kids on the other end. They learn how to sort those off for what goes into our performance that night, what gets run a second time. And so we keep them actively involved. It's a great program. It's great if you have a young child that wants to learn and be involved. It's a great way to introduce them to that kind of lifestyle. So, but as far as, like I said, the fact that we do this and we're all volunteers is really amazing to me. And that's what drew me to the club. A lot of rodeo associations aren't set up that way. And we are, and it's it means something to me, I guess. You know, you guys give me a lot of credit for what I do, and I can't do anything of what I do without everybody else doing their job.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I was saying, you know, things that people don't even realize, like the trash cans and the trash pickup. There's these kids that are all working together from one of the, I don't know if it's the FFA or out of 4-H or whatever, but there's somebody in charge there, and those kids are moving from spot to spot, emptying the trash, making sure that there's, you know, the trash is picked up after the rodeo and all deposited. And those are things you don't think about, but there's somebody in charge of that and does a great job. But just like everybody, it, all these, a varied group of individuals come together to put on this rodeo.
It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing to think that we work all year. And in the year I was president, I can talk about that because that was a very special time for me. We worked hard. I mean, we'd come out of kind of a slow year the year before. We didn't have a lot of money available to us. We kind of were just getting by to get to that next rodeo. And those guys worked their heart out. I mean, we did all year long, cleaning, painting, prepping, getting stuff ready, working with the ground, just make sure we were going to be the best we could be with what we had available to us. And, I mean, we went into rodeo week, and we were all jacked up and excited. You know, I was president, and I'm trying to do the best I can to lead everybody and make sure everybody's where they need to be and fill the gaps where I needed to. And it seemed like we started on a Wednesday, and before I knew what happened, it was Saturday night, and people were walking out, and you go, that's it? It's over?
Yeah, that's how I felt last night. Why is everybody leaving?
She said,
when the rodeo's
over. When the rodeo's over, and it was over at 8:15 last night, it starts at 5:45, and at 8:15, it was finished, and everybody stood up. And then
everybody leaving?
She goes, that's it? And I went,
no.
It's over.
I didn't mean that's it.
No, I know you didn't say that.
Sometimes people get up in between.
But this is everybody got up, and it was like, rodeo's over, and there's no encores. If we all stand up and applaud, they're not going to bring out another bull.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful night. Hey, can you tell us a little bit about I've learned last week, something about the soil, the treatment of the soil. I think people would be interested just alone with the soil in the arena, what goes on in maintaining and what you have to do for the particular events.
So dirt is everything. Dirt will make you or break you in the rodeo business. We take pride in what we have. We work it all the time. We know what our mixtures are, and every area is different. In our case, we have learned in our arena, the way we are set up, that we run a clay and crack sand mixture. The crack sand is rough, so it binds together and gives the horses, from the barrel racing horses to the rough stock horses, the footing. So when they push, they're pushing against something. We learned that if we use wash sand, which is a really smooth sand, that as they push, that acts like ball bearings and the dirt goes away and they can't get that push.
Okay.
To make that jump, to make that kick, to make that buck, or to take off and accelerate out of a barrel to get to the next barrel. We also learned, if you guys remember, not too long ago, we had a year that it may have sprinkled for 4 days continuously.
Yes.
And we learned that we could manage the ground in one of the absolute worst-case scenarios that we could ever imagine, which is rain for 4 days solid. But the times never changed in the barrel racing.
Yeah, we were there.
The horses bucked good. And then if you want to break it down even farther than that, now you start talking about areas and how you treat area. You want to treat everything in the arena the same so that the conditions are the same everywhere. Horses and the bucking animals, the bulls, the buckhorn horses, they like the ground tight, so when they push it's kind of hard and they get that foot drove in there. Your timed event guys like it a little softer, so as that horse comes, they rope that calf and that horse just sits down and slides, that it's the ground's given to them and it's absorbing some of that shock. And then you get to the barrel racers, and you know, and we didn't say that officially on the air.
I heard something over there, but I didn't quite get it. So
we'll just move past that real quick. So the barrel racers, everybody likes a little something different. We try to keep it right down the middle for them. because everybody, like I said, everybody likes something different. Some girls like it deep and soft. Some girls like it hard and fast. So they
we'll stop right there.
Yeah. So I was talking about the dirt, you guys. Come on.
Sorry. We haven't even had cocktails yet. So
we're talking about the dirt. So we keep it right down the middle for them. And the really neat thing is if you guys watch all 4 days, the times are competitive.
Yeah. We've
had girls win on Saturday night. We've had girls win on Slack on Wednesday night. And Slack, if you guys don't know, is the people that we can't fit into the show. We run them separately Wednesday night after the Extreme Bulls and Barrels event. Once we're done bucking the last bull, we kind of treat the arena real quick. And then we come back in and we run all the barrel racing Slack. That's somewhere between usually 40 to 50 girls that will run. And I've had girls, young women and ladies, I'm sorry, I don't mean to keep referring to them as girls, run a winning time that night.
Wow. After the Extreme Bulls.
Yeah.
And, you know, last night, the winning barrel racer took home $28,971.70. That was a pretty good night.
So,
that was a good question because people don't think about the dirt in the arena. Because one night we pack it totally for the dance and everything. I mean, it's hard as you can walk kind of like a floor, and the next day it's back out.
So the process of that is the Saturday before rodeo, we always have our steak feed and dance. And 2 years ago, we added what we call mutton busting Slack to that. So we actually go in there and we'll work that ground up, we'll water it, we'll get it ready for like a rodeo, and then we bring a double drum roller in and we roll that thing for 3 to 4 hours, just driving in circles and get it hard and tight like concrete for the dance. Once the dance is done, and then that next Monday we would move into our special kids day, which if nobody's ever partaken in that, I would highly suggest to come down and check that out. It usually starts 9 o'clock on that Monday. It is a wonderful event. We bring horses in and we give attention to special needs children, get them experience with the livestock.
I've heard from many people that that's their favorite event of the entire 7 days.
Now, we could listen to to John for another hour, but you've got to go to another meeting to make sure we have a Reading Rodeo. And we so much appreciate you being here with us.
It was my pleasure. It was wonderful.
It won't be the last time because this year we're going to be the rodeo station.
And
especially as we get closer and closer.
And we need to recap as we get back into Reading, having everybody come on again and really having a round table about what this week happened, what happened in this week, what we learned, what the takeaway was from the convention, from the rodeo itself. And getting our those sold out tickets for the 75th anniversary, and have people buy their family packs and plan for it. Know that they're going to do the kids' day. They're going to do Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and all of the wonderful things that are in store for a really milestone event.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop. In the right off of Athens Avenue. I've been getting my haircut there for 15 years. Never had a bad haircut. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. It's man's last stronghold. Give them a call at 244-9478 for an appointment. So Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back. Okay, buddy.
Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 20 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Internet, bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream from home with without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day to you. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right, free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competition's startup costs. And there's no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve a growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Christmas is in the air, and we would like to invite you to bring your little ones to meet Santa on December 8th prior to our live broadcast of Heroes of the North State with host Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing. Between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m., you can tell Santa what's on your wish list. Meeting Santa is a live, free event made possible by our Hero Circle sponsors, NorCal Tractor and Equipment, Fire Water Supply, Emergency Water Supply, and My Umbrella Marketing. For more information, visit myumbrellamarketing.com and click on Toys for Tots Toy Drive.
Videos of KCNR 96.5 FM, but we're down here in Las Vegas at South Point Hotel. We're here for the National Finals Rodeo along with our fellow members of the Reading Rodeo Association, and about 100,000 of our closest friends are here. We were with about 18,000 of them last night at the first performance of the NFRs. And it was just great. We're here with Cindy Schoenholtz, who is the general manager of the Reading Rodeo Association. If you've been listening, you know that she is the first paid employee of the Reading Rodeo Association in 74 years.
No pressure.
I have a feeling that you handle
just a little.
I have a feeling that you handle pressure very well, Cindy. I mean, you have been a competitor in rodeo as well, so you know what it is to be on the horse, on the ground, behind the chutes, to the whole thing, the experience. On and off the course, as we would say.
Correct, yes. It's a huge responsibility to try and guide the association through the 75th and guide the community and help navigate all the waters that we have in Reading with Reading Rodeo Grounds and where we're going in the future. There's a lot of important decisions that are being made, but we have a great group of people with our volunteers and our members. And as John talked about, the auxiliary, the women's association, the juniors, you know, the future is very bright, and we just need to help everyone be the best they can be for the 75th.
Right. And we, before we came back on the air, I mean, I should have looked at you when we said that. We were talking about, as we go into the 75th year, and you've now taken on this position to guide perhaps when you tune things differently, ticket sales going on earlier than usual.
Correct. And that's one of the things we wanted to do is give everyone an opportunity to get their tickets a little bit earlier. And we know Christmas is coming up. So
that's great.
We want them to watch our social media channels and our website at readingrodeo.com. We plan on putting tickets on sale the week of the 12th, if all goes well, and getting if our ticket office manager, Renee, gets everything plugged in with the way we need to. So everybody can get those done for Christmas. But we're very excited about
that. That's brilliant because there have been many years that we're scrambling. Do we have Wednesday night? I don't know. Is it Thursday, Friday? We'd love to do Saturday. And so I think that that is a great idea for Christmas present. What family, what a great thank you for a family. Thank you to, again, somebody in the military, a senior who perhaps maybe can't afford. And so you do this gift of a tremendous night. You're supporting community, you're supporting local, and you're going to witness just a great performance at the rodeo.
Right, and we're going to kick it off on the 17th of May with Extreme Bulls, which is always fun, and barrels, and then move right into the 18th, 19th, and 20th performances of the PRCA rodeo, which is, you know, it's what we work all year long for and what our volunteers really, they can't wait to welcome the livestock, the contestants, everybody into town to see what we can offer.
And Cindy, I guess we can say this, but she's an integral part that Reading Rodeo Association is building a book for the 75th anniversary of the Reading Rodeo. It's going to be
commemorative.
A commemorative book that's going to be good for your business or your coffee table or great presents. It's going to start in 1948 and take us all the way through.
So important to go back and look at where we came from and the history. And as you're building towards the 100th, now that's what we look forward to now, right? So you want to go back and honor the people that made the Reading Rodeo what it is today, and all the different changes and in those meetings, Carl, that we've been talking about this book. Yeah. You know, a lot of things have come up, and those are, you know, the people that are remembering those, you know, pretty soon they're not going to be with us. So we're trying to gather all of that really wealth of information and honor those people and find out.
Oral histories. Going back, I went through the microfiche and found a ad in the 1948 newspaper of the Record Searchlight, and it was the Sheriff's Posse rodeo down at the Anderson Fairground, and that was all that was on there.
I've been going through the files in the office and found the 1958 contract with Christensen Brothers, and it's just a rich history. And it's important.
It really is. Well, Cindy, thank you so much for joining with us. We got like about a minute left. What do you tell people when people go, where do you work? And what do you tell them?
I work wherever I need to work. So this week it's in Las Vegas with all my friends. And then you go back and we're working on, you know, some capital improvements for the grounds to make sure it's the best experience it can be. There's always meetings. There's Zoom meetings. You just never know what day, you know, where we might have a meeting in the clubhouse. When we get back, we have our board meetings, our auxiliary meetings, our membership meeting. Really getting everyone excited about, you know, what's going on, and all the committee meetings, and those can happen just anywhere. You know, our base and, you know, the home of the Reading Rodeo is right there at 715 Auditorium Drive.
It really is. And you know, this Reading Rodeo is part of Reading, and it has been for going on 75 years. And anytime anybody talks about touching that rodeo, people that you would never expect to are standing up and saying, we love our rodeo.
Right.
And it's important to tell that story, and that's what we're going to do, is tell that story. And
tell
the 75th
story
gives us an amazing opportunity to go back and to honor the location, the people that made it so great, the Lane Frost and all those types of things. We're pretty excited about it.
Cindy Schoenholtz, thank you so much for joining us. And we're so happy to have you as the general manager of the Reading Rodeo Association.
Happy to be there. Thanks for coming to Vegas.
See you in Reading.
Absolutely.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break for the news. When we come back, we've got Steve Moles, who is a member of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association hierarchy.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The American economy continued to crank out jobs last month. The Labor Department reports the addition of 263,000 jobs in November. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says this kind of robust employment report is not what the Fed wants to see as it tries to tamp down inflation.
On the one hand, this is a report suggesting that the economy is continuing to grow. It's good news for American workers, but yes, inflation is a problem that's still very much with us.
Like it or not, it's the contract that freight rail workers will have to live with.
The Senate voted to head off an economically disastrous freight rail strike, following the House's lead on imposing a labor contract, despite opposition from unions angry about the lack of concessions on sick pay. The Senate vote was 80-15. President Biden, who requested the intervention ahead of a December 9th deadline, is expecting to quickly sign the bill. Shortly before the vote, Mr. Biden defended the contract that four of the unions had rejected, noting the wage increases it contains. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
It may not have been fentanyl that sickened a group of school kids in Southern California, but it's cause for concern nonetheless.
10 Los Angeles students appear to have overdosed on edible cannabis products at their middle school in the San Fernando Valley. The Los Angeles Fire Department says the students experienced mild to moderate distress at the Van Nuys Middle School. Fire Department Captain Eric Scott says the overdoses were possibly from edible cannabis products, and investigators want to know if it all came from the same source.
That would be a possibility that it was all from the same bunch, but that has to be conclusively determined. The important information here is that this is not fentanyl related.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 179 points. NASDAQ is off 121. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. I started Harry's because I was frustrated with buying razors at the drugstore. And when I say frustrated, I mean like so upset I called my friend Jeff.
Hello, this is Jeff.
Jeff, I'm at the store, and I don't get why these razors
cost so much?
Yeah, and do they need to look like robots?
Ah, dude, I know. And it's so frustrating how expensive they are.
Getting ripped off sucks.
We gotta do something about this.
Why don't we make our own high-quality razors at much better prices?
Actually, I heard about this German razor factory that makes some really high-quality blades.
Really? Okay, maybe that's not exactly how it went. But we did buy that German factory, where we're turning high-quality steel into super-sharp blades for a smooth shave at a great price. Seriously, as low as $2 per cartridge. Over the past 10 years, 20 million people have tried Harry's. Join them and get your starter set now. That's a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, and shave gel, all for just $3 with free shipping, backed by our quality guarantee. If you don't like it, it's on us. Just go to harrys.com now and enter code MODERN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MODERN.
A top Ukrainian economic advisor says hundreds of millions of dollars that oil giant BP gets from its Russian investments amounts to blood money, says the money should be used to help victims of the war in Ukraine.
Before the war in Ukraine, BP held a near 20% stake in Rosneft, one of Russia's biggest companies. In February, it announced it would halt its operations in the region and offload its shareholding. But for the moment, it still owns its shares. BP insists it's not received any dividends from Rosneft since announcing its plan to get rid of its Russian investments. It says under Russian regulations, any such payments would go into a highly restricted bank account and could not be transferred without the approval of the Russian government.
The BBC's Theo Leggett. A top advisor to Ukraine's president has cited military chiefs as saying 10,000 to 13,000 Ukrainian soldiers have been killed in the country's nine-month struggle against Russia. News and analysis, townhall.com. A work of art is at the heart of a dispute between a couple of European neighbors.
Poland's culture authorities say a picture by Wassily Kandinsky that was auctioned in Germany for almost 390,000 euros belongs to Poland, where it was stolen in 1984. They threaten legal steps. Kandinsky's 1928 composition, Untitled, sold Thursday at the Griesbach Auctioneers in Berlin. Poland's Ministry of Culture and Natural Heritage, along with the embassy in Berlin, say they notified the auction house that the artwork was stolen from an exhibition at the National Museum in Warsaw and had protested putting it up for sale. Keith Peters reporting.
The United States' newest nuclear stealth bomber is making its public debut following years of secret development. The Pentagon is providing the public with its first glimpse of the B-21 Raider at an invitation-only event in Palmdale, California today. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're not in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM. We're in Las Vegas at the South Point Hotel because we've come down here for the National Finals Rodeo along with the Reading Rodeo Association. We are so happy we've done this.
Yeah, we're in a special conference room here.
Our special conference room.
And we've been interviewing and having some wonderful guests on this morning.
Well, yesterday we had the president of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. We had the chief marketing officer. Today, in just a second, we're going to be talking to Steve Knowles, who's director of rodeo administration. But the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Linda, you've got the weather.
Yes, I do. Good morning, everybody. It's currently 36 degrees over there in Redding. We won't even go where it is here in Las Vegas, but I'm just telling you that that's your beautiful day. 51 will be your highs, overnight lows of 32. Tomorrow calls for, looks like a chance of rain tomorrow, 47 highs, overnight lows of 40. And Sunday, 46 with chance of rain once again, overnight lows of 42. And Monday, 50 with maybe scattered showers. High 50, overnight lows of 36. There's your weekend forecast, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, operated, where senior and veteran discounts are always welcome. 365-3793.
Better known business. Okay, we are here with Steve Knowles, who is just a very likable person, by the way.
And
he comes in, fits right
all
in.
All these cowboys and cowgirls come in early in the morning, are with it.
That's
nobody's
right.
Yawning. They're like, because it's
except
the,
us.
It's the life.
That's
isn't
right.
It the lifestyle?
Okay, yeah. Steve's a director of rodeo administration and has been with the PRCA since, 20 years now.
21 years.
21 years. Oh, that's right. It's 2022, isn't it? I've just lost a year again. And I'm getting ready to lose another one. Steve, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Steve Knowles. I'm originally from Florida. I have taken on a role at the PRCA. I'm the director of rodeo administration. I took that role on in January of this year. Prior to that, I was a pro official, one of the full-time pro officials for the PRCA. I've been to Reading many occasions. I'm sure people have got a chance to boo me in your audience.
Now, when we said that he's the one in the striped shirt there that does the judging of the bareback, saddle bronc, and bulls.
I officiated all the events at the rodeo. In this new role, I do not. I stepped down from judging and I moved to Colorado Springs and took on an office job. I am the director of rodeo administration, as you said. My responsibilities are basically everything that happens in the arena with the cowboys, committees, stock contractors. I deal with all the issues and policies that mandate what they do and how they do it.
Now, is it a natural progression for one such as yourself to go from this 20 years of being an official or somebody who's, you know, judging, to go to Colorado Springs and take on the position that you have? What kind of share with our listeners the shift in the segue?
Absolutely wasn't a natural at all.
I don't know.
It was so against what I've done in my whole life. I've been kind of a outdoorsman, a
hands-on guy,
rancher. I ranched in Florida, still do a little. So this is against everything I've ever done. It's a new adventure, and it was an eye-opening experience, and it still is every day. I'm learning something. I have to show up to work every morning I've never had a job where I actually had to be there, a 9-to-5 job, I guess you'd say. And this 9-to-5 job is not 9-to-5. It's like 6 to midnight every day, 7 days a week. But it's great. Tom Glouse entrusted me in this job. So, you know, and he wanted somebody with an outside view, not an office guy.
Right.
So, I think he picked me for that reason.
Well, so. We got to interview him yesterday, and it's wonderful that his history as well, being on both sides.
A totally different person when he's in front of everybody.
Yes.
You know, when he's because he gave a really good overview of what's going on with the PRCA and our and the plans for the future. And I could say our plans because we're members of that. Plans for the future, the next 5 years. But when you get him in front of you, He's a lot more relaxed.
Right.
He is a very intelligent guy, and I think people underestimate him sometimes, and that's an advantage for him when he's doing negotiations. He's a smart guy, an attorney, ex-contestant, committee guy.
Yeah.
And I'm the same way. I've served on rodeo committees. I was a contestant for many years ago, then an official. I've produced rodeos. I've kind of been in every parts of this.
Well, that's why you've come up then for the director of rodeo administration. You've had your hands in all of
them. I have, and I enjoy it. You know, and we have maybe 80 employees at the PRCA, and so most of those are under me. You know, I'm going to say three quarters of those I'm in charge of. So that's new. That's a new experience for me, and learning the office etiquette. Maybe
the human relations.
We have a lot of fun. That is the thing that if you can't enjoy your job, you probably should find another job. And that's
absolutely
the message that I push out to everybody. And we've hired some amazing people in this past year. And I think we're in a good position.
Well, the PRCA continues to grow. It continues. I love the 5-year plans that were coming out. One big thing was the IT, and we talked to your IT guy, and he says, oh, yeah, because it showed it was a spaghetti mess. I mean, really, y'all have cobbled together a number of things, but they all work, but it's a number of different things.
Streamlining.
It is, and, you know, our platform is from the 70s, as he said, and I'm not an IT guy. I barely can run a phone, so that's one part that hinders me a bit, but Gordon Knopf is great, and he's not a rodeo guy, but he is a smart IT guy, and I think he'll get it figured out.
Well, sometimes you got to bring in those IT guys, and they may never even – they don't even know which end eats the hay. It doesn't make any difference as long as they can.
They do, and I pick on the IT team and others. And, you know, their sense of humor is a little different than mine, so I don't know if they really like me, but they act like they do.
Well, that's all. You know, as long as they act like they do. Hey, we're here with Steve Knowles, Director of Rodeo Administration for the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. And we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back because one of the things he did for 20 years was a pro official, was the guy down in the arena. And I want to talk to him a little bit about that and about judging. Because as you just mentioned, that the Cowboy Channel with 100 rodeos in 100 days, everybody's got to.
To Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com. We are live in Las Vegas. Thank you so much for our sponsors and all of our listeners for being with us this morning. We've got a lot more coming up right after these messages.
For 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades.
At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Like mysteries and treasure? Come on down to Wind River Resort and Casino for the Tribal Treasure Mystery Bonus Progressive.
With a chance to win up to $75,000.
The more you play, the better your chances of winning.
Must use River Club card.
There are two jackpot levels with Lassen level starting at $2,000 and must hit by $10,000. Shasta level starts at $10,000 and must hit by $75,000. Look for stickers with all three tribal symbols on qualifying slot machines and play to win using your River Club card. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Samson knows the best place to Christmas shop for the special man in your life is Delta Hawk Sportsman Gun and Pond. For the best deals on guns and ammunition, Camp Jeep pellet grills, smokers, inverters, and for hunters, fishermen, and trail riding enthusiasts, the Quiet Cat electric mountain bike is the best. Delta Hawk Sportsman Gun and Pond Shop has the top selection, best pricing, and expert knowledge, and their firearm, ammunition, and magazine selection is second to none. This holiday, shop the firearm experts, Delta Hawk Sportsman Gun and Pond, 421 East Cypress Avenue, 530-244-9227, or online at DeltaHawkSportsman.com. Open 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday, financing available.
Gold Leaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus tree and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Gold Leaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in Las Vegas, Nevada, at the South Point Hotel. We're here for the National Finals Rodeo, and we've been just having a, you know, it's we've been working very hard here, very, very hard, 24 hours a day. We have had no fun. we forced ourselves to go to the first performance of the National Finals Rodeo, which goes on another
at the Thomas and Mac, 18,000 people
of our closest friends.
Yes.
And I tell you what, you talk about something that works like a military operation. That is the performance there. I mean, they start off in once that train leaves the station, and we're very fortunate to have Steve Knowles with us, who is director of rodeo administration for the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. He's been in with them for, 22 years, 21 years now. I'll get it. I've got it. You know, it's confused. 21 years, and he's been talking about what he does. But one of the things you did for 20 years before that was being an official.
Yes, and actually I judged this rodeo here, the National Finals Rodeo, probably the last 25 years. This is the first year that I haven't been in the arena. I got to judge it 5 times before I was hired by the PRCA back in those days.
Uh-huh.
So it's a fast-paced event here. You know, if there's a lot goes on, as you said, in that 2-hour time frame.
It is. You know, Linda, you know, when it went off, you know, when they were finished, Linda goes,
Wow.
Steve, how many judges are there? And are there? Do you judge the entire night, or are you with a specific category?
We brought 12 judges here. There's actually you judge the same thing every night, whether you're flagging a timed event or judging the bull ride. It's the same judges. We use 4 judges to judge a bull ride and bareback ride and bronc ride. And how we do that, you know, they have from 1 to 25 on the horses and 1 to 25 on the ride. And so they tabulate that, and the highest score they can have is a 50. Then once you add all 4 scores up, you divide it in half. And that's where you come up with
Okay.
And that's the score here.
And it's subjective.
Very. And as you know, there is 18,000 judges in the stands here and another million or however, 2 million on the Cowboy Channel. So everybody's a judge, whether it's rodeo, football, baseball, everybody has an opinion.
Well, you know, even in football or baseball, it's all subjective.
Have you ever been roughly hassled?
I've been hassled. Oh, yes. I'm not, maybe not.
Don't mean like somebody like wanting to throw a punch, but I mean like really harassed.
Really? Oh, yeah. I enjoyed it, though. You know, the more, at least people are paying attention.
Did you curl your lip?
No. I just.
You ever get booed?
Oh, every day.
Every day.
I went home and my family have criticized my officiating.
That's got to be a tough one. Yeah. Now, as your family, do they participate in rodeo? You said you've been ranching, so
they do. And I have two daughters and a son. And I, my son has bucking bulls. He's kind of like an amateur stock contractor. That's his goal, to be a stock contractor. He tried the bull riding, but it just wasn't his thing. So, and my girls have been involved in junior rodeo and stuff. But they're all grown now. My youngest is 21 and my oldest is 27.
Mm-hmm.
And they stayed in Florida. None of them chose to come to Colorado with me. So,
okay.
What is the, cause you're dealing with so many people and so many things going on, the stock contractors, all of this, and it's national. What would you say is some of the concerns that you have when you're dealing with people?
We just, you know, and they are the customers to me, like the stock contractors, contestants, and you know, I'm just into customer service. Everybody has their own little issues, and I just try to take care of one problem at a time. You know, whether, you know, we have humane rules. I'm in charge of a lot of the humane animal rights.
We talked a little bit about this with Cindy, and because she worked when she was with the PRC with that, that there's over 60 regulations protecting those animals.
Our rule book is very strict on animals. You know, there are athletes, too. Mm-hmm. I protect them just like I do the riders. They're stars, and it's a big investment for these contractors.
And, boy, they were stars last night. I said, Mott, the bulls. I mean, Carl, we were just, they were, the guys that probably have ridden hundreds of, maybe not thousands times, I mean, they were throwing them off.
Yeah, but they also had 7 in a row.
Yeah.
At the end.
They was a great bull riding night.
Yeah,
it started out slow and ended up good.
Because, you know, everybody's seen the rodeos where nobody rides a bull.
It's happened here.
It has?
Yeah, it has happened here in the past. You know, we have 80-plus stock contractors in the United States, and we select the top 105 bareback horses, 105 broncs, and 100 bulls. So, you know, when you put that many contractors, there's a lot of good animals here.
Well, John Grounding, we talked a little bit about John, he said those bulls know what they're there for. And he says they have far, he says in many cases they have far out, what's the word I'm looking
smarted
for?
Smarted?
No, not outsmarted.
Outgrown?
They're just out. Yeah, they're a little more advanced.
Genetically, they have just risen to a different level.
And it's harder for our riders today to stay on those animals.
It is. You know, and our riders are as good as they ever were. And the day the old dumb cowboy's gone, these kids are athletes, and they work for it. They work out. They take it serious.
And this is a full-time job.
And you have the stock contractors breeding. genetics, and you know, it's like coming up with LeBron James almost.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and you could you know,
you were a couple of LeBrons last night.
Of course, Redding was where Lane Frost and Red Rock went at it mm-hmm. for the first time, and what a battle that was. So what would you say, Steve? Is, and you've been around rodeo for a while. What's been the biggest changes you've noticed?
You know, the biggest changes, even in a 20-year period, is, like I said, the athletic ability. You're always going to have the champions, mm-hmm. you know, from the champions from the past, the champions today are all champions. But, you know, it's just different eras. I think that there's more champions today just because they're not one just person's dominating everything except for Stetson Wright. And he is the LeBron James of the yeah. PRCA right now. But I just think the competition has stepped up so much.
Well, I tell you, the paydays. I mean, Stetson Wright's made over $300,000 this year before he came to the finals.
And that's what he got to count. He actually has won money that's not showing up in his all-around standings due to the rule book. So he's actually probably closer to $500,000.
Wow.
And you know, his earnings so yeah. far this year.
I understand the Wright brothers travel together. They the do. Wright family travels together.
It's a great family. And their dad, Cody Wright, you mm-hmm. know, he was kind of in my era.
Mm-hmm.
Great family. I can't think of one bad word ever to say about that family in the 25 years that I've been around them. You know, those kids weren't even born when I first knew his dad.
Yeah.
But they're first class and they're here to stay.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I mean, they've got the younger ones coming up.
Right.
They're breeding their own, their genetics into the next generation.
You said it. Their genetics is catching up with the bulls.
Good.
You hear so much about generation, was it Z now? Are you seeing that? Because we've got a lot of young, you know, you got a lot of young Rocker Steiner and all these young riders out there.
And it's exciting, you know, the Rocker Steiners and the – and they are. They're not actually coming from the ranches. You know, these people are, some of these are city people that,
yeah.
that rode skateboards and bikes. And, you know, this is a cool sport to them, and it's very challenging. And they're up for a challenge, you know, whether they're, you know, they used to ride motocross bikes, and now this bull riding or bareback riding. But they're making it cool, you know, and cool yeah. to our younger generation. That's what we need.
Okay. That's interesting because, you know, we were I was putting together a team that had to do with horses, and we had some bull riders and infirmaries. And I said, well, gosh, you know, you might like to do this. And he said, oh, I can't ride a horse. I don't ride horses. I said, you ride bulls. Yeah, but I can't ride a horse. And that was very surprising to me.
That's That's the new, you know, we're inner city kids are bull yeah. riders now. And it's great. You know, we need to attract you know, they're in the Western lifestyle. You know, people are watching the Yellowstone movie.
Huge, huge. And having Taylor Sheridan address us the other day.
He was great.
He really was. And talked about not quitting and how much he enjoyed, you know, how much he appreciates the lifestyle of the ranching and farmers and this.
I loved his story, where he come from and where he's been and
right.
and where he's going. But he's making the Cowboys cool again also.
Oh, yeah. Just don't get sent to the train station.
Michael Gaughan, the owner of South Point, actually asked him the other night. He said, well, you haven't killed anybody yet this season. He said, just hang on.
Oh, what? To me, it's they're building right now
yeah.
because they're, yeah. you know, they're pushing hard.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, we so much appreciate
Thank
you coming
you
in here because you kind of truly represent what the PRCA
is. Right here in the Vegas studios. We're so excited to be part of this today, and we're so appreciative of South Point for providing us this wonderful opportunity to be able to do our live remote from these very special studios.
They're very special.
Looking at the pool, you
yeah,
can't
right.
complain about
no,
looking
absolutely
at the pool.
No, absolutely not.
Got the pool, got all that there. Next up. Do y'all like take a day off after the last
convention
day here?
Well, we're probably going. We have to work through this event and go
right.
home for a week or so and kind of settle up and audit the standings and dollars and then Christmas time we'll probably all take a little
mm-hmm.
vacation. Or I'm planning on it.
Right.
Okay. Well, Steve Knowles, who is the director of administration for the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, Thank you so much for being with us, and have a great Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you
for joining us. And coming up after these messages, we have our very own Bennett Gooch,
who is the president of the Reading Rodeo Association. He's going to kind of tie all this together here in this next half hour. But we'll be right back.
Have you ever thought of running away, settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
I ain't rich, but I damn sure wanna be.
Working like a dog. Good choice of music.
Good job, Nathan. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're here in Las Vegas, Nevada at the South Point Hotel. We're here at the National Finals Rodeo. And we've, for the last couple of days, we've been doing our show from here. And we've had as a guest the president of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. We've had their chief administrative officer today, Steve Knowles. We had one of their executives, Steve Rimples, also was joined us yesterday, along with a number of the one-armed bandit.
The one-armed bandit who's going to be the specialty act for the 75th anniversary. And also Cindy on this morning, the new general manager.
That's right.
And one of the things that we wanted to...
And John Montiel, who is the director, kind of a director of the rodeo operation.
Right. We wanted to do repeat that in the last segment here, the last half hour of our show, that the ticket sales for the Redding Rodeo are going to be going on sale somewhere around December 12th. So I think this is the first time. Bennett Gooch is with us this morning.
Good morning,
Bennett. Yeah. And this is the first time, perhaps, that we are hearing that ticket sales will go on this early.
No, we've done it in the past. Matter of fact, when we went to online ticketing quite a few years ago, we used to go live with tickets the Monday after the last performance. And we would sell a couple $1,000s worth of tickets on that Sunday after the Saturday final performance. And then, you know, ticket sales would trickle in all year long, and then they'd ramp up towards the end of the season. But, you know, we're constantly changing and tweaking the program. And so, you know, we felt that we needed to make sure that everything was dialed in. If we have new seating configurations or new opportunities for people to experience the rodeo, we didn't want to go on sale right away without having a chance to think about what we're going to do and have other opportunities available. So we kind of pushed off till after the first of the year, in December. So if somebody wanted to purchase them
for Christmas, absolutely.
Yeah, and stocking stuffer ideas,
yes,
and that kind of thing,
yes,
that we would have that available for them. And it'll work. And where it bit us is during COVID times and before, you know, we had to shut down. We didn't know what was going to happen, and we had to drag our feet a little bit, and we didn't open ticket sales up until, I think, even March or April. Actually, it was probably even April. Mm-hmm. It was really, really close to the rodeo. And with our online ticketing program, there are safety features involved for securities and things like that. So the transactions with the credit cards were limited to so many, you know, 1,000 transactions an hour, which normally that's fine. You know, they trickle in all year long. You're never going to hit that. Well, that year we were so close to the rodeo that when we went live, we broke the system within 8 minutes.
Mm.
And so it wasn't working. And so we had to shut it down. And within 2 hours, we had it fixed and back up and running. But that really kicked off this trend of selling this place out every single night. And it's pretty awesome to see the community embrace this event like it is.
Well, Our guest here is Bennett Gooch, and we already introduced him. He's the president of the Redding Rodeo Association, and we kind of got you last here today to kind of, you know, to kind of talk about what's going on. But again, we want to have you on as soon as we can to kind of
recap
everything, and then where we're going for this May, and that'll be done soon too. But this week, how important is it? These 2 weeks.
It's very important. You know, at work, everyone, you know, they think it's a vacation. You come down to Las Vegas and, you know, we're here 7 days, and I've had meetings at 7 o'clock every day this week. And as you know, we've tried to schedule me on here, and meetings crop up that I have to attend, executive council meetings with the PRCA and things like that. And they get moved around and shuffled around. And so hopefully finally to get in here, that's been great. But it is important. It's where we meet with a lot of our national sponsors, a lot of the executives committees, and we join forces and create opportunities with other rodeos around us. And we just collaborate on all kinds of things down here. And like I said, it used to be just a 1 or 2 day meetings and you're done. And with the Hall of Fame event and the back numbers, the welcomes, receptions, and, you know, all the things that do to celebrate the year of rodeo and celebrate the final contestants and the events down here, it's so big and you're always on the run. So, you know, you're getting 2, 3, 4 hours hours of sleep a night, you know, by the time it gets to the end of the week, you're spent. But, you know, you rejuvenate why you do what you do. And this year we've had the most committee members down here. I think we had 27 attend the Hall of Fame gala on Monday night, which is the most we've ever had. And, you know, we've had, and we have more than that that's attending the convention. So, with that being said, it's hard to keep track of everybody, but everyone has the agenda. The general manager helps out a lot. You make sure everyone goes to the meetings that we need to hit. Committee chairs or the people that do certain jobs make the meetings that they have to attend. They get ideas and they come back. And like I said, I've talked to many people in the hallway and they're like, I can't wait to get back and get started. I got some new ideas. I got some things we're going to change. You know, and so you need this atmosphere to keep going. I mean, as a volunteer organization, you spend a lot of time of your life doing this outside of your normal job and work week. And sometimes it'll stress you out. Sometimes it'll, you know, it'll wear you out. But when you go to things like this, it reminds you why you do it. And then when the community engages and they start getting excited about it, you know why you do it, because you don't want it to ever go away. And it takes a special group of people to volunteer that many hours of their life to make sure an event like this happens. Because you can't just say, hey, this is my, okay, I'm going to take this committee on and, well, something came up, so I couldn't get it done, so we'll just do it next year. Well, that's not an option. It has to happen. I mean, we know the gates open at this time and the concessions have to be there. The, you know, the parking has to be prepared. I mean, everything has to be done and there's no option to, well, and, I didn't get it done.
And as we spoke earlier, so many different, and they're all volunteers. And just think if the trash wasn't taken care of every day. So, I mean, that's a, and I keep bringing that one up, but.
You implemented something last year that was very interesting, and that's when you had the VIP areas that were on risers. That was a new look. That was something that you could do, you know, whatever your banks or a specific sponsored tent. How did that go for you?
It went really well. We put those up for a couple sponsors, and which allowed them to be up all week. And then it was a challenge to figure out, okay, nobody knows about these, or how do you market this? How do you sell it? And so there was challenges to it. What we're talking about is we had three raised 20 by 20 platforms that were like small, you know, VIP areas where you could bring a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it works for some sponsors, but it doesn't for others. So what I learned is that you have to have options. Like the 20 by 20 could fit quite a few people up there. We limited it to 60, but found out that a lot of sponsors don't need to bring 60 people. So we could have cut them in half and had two 30s or two 25s up there and broke it down a little bit more. So, you know, you have those areas and you have rodeo flats, or the, you know, the VIP area,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, is more, you, they're seating over there, but nobody sits in their seat. They're visiting, they're partying, they're excited, they're standing around tables, they're not even in the box. They're available, but we found that those people don't want to sit in a spot. They want to visit with their friends and that are sponsors and, you know, and have a great time. It's kind of a party atmosphere. They're watching the rodeo in the background. When something's happening, it's right there. They can see it. But then you have, and I'll just not, you know, for example, like a realtor or a bank or somebody like mm-hmm. that who wants to bring their clients in and keep it more private, those platforms work because a bank could come in and bring 30 of their clients or customers, you know, their employees or whatever they wanted to bring in and keep them in their area and enjoy their time together
right.
rather than getting, you know, washed out in the group of the partiers on the other end. So we found real quick that there isn't a one size fits all for these sponsors, and every sponsor has their own needs. And so this opened the door, and now we can refine that even further to accommodate all different sizes of sponsors and have those private areas. Now they had a private area, but they also had a common area where we went and fed them, and then they had their own bar. So they did have their area to mingle amongst themselves,
right.
but they had their own private platform
right.
to go to if they wanted to hang out and watch the event or just hang out with their own people.
So we have some friends that became new clients of a particular bank, and that they were in that VIP area mm-hmm. with the, and they felt so, they were announced.
Yep.
They were, they just, and these are people that can go anywhere and do anything and have it all. And they really appreciate it. That's why, in fact, I just got a text from this particular friend of mine, and I just was wondering how that went, because I think it was so successful for their taste and how they were treated that I'm hoping to see, and I'm sure many hope to see that again next year. I just didn't know monetarily how successful it was for you, because we all know it's a business. So bottom line, how it went for you.
It went well. You know, we didn't sell them out last year just because they were new and it was last minute. We didn't know what they were going to look like. I had it in my mind what they were going to look like, but we didn't really know what to sell how. And I knew I took care of those sponsors that I needed to. And then I was like, okay, well, I have them for 4 more days, 3 days. What am I going to do with the rest of them? So, you know, we sold a few. We had a couple left over, and like, what do we do? And so we took the opportunity to take care of some other volunteer organizations and people in the community. We opened one up for firefighters and first responders and let them have a night. We put our friends, the Cool April Nights, up for a night, let them have a place to come down and hang out as a group, because we don't work side by side, but we do communicate throughout the years. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, the Redding Rodeo Association, Asphalt Cowboys, and Cool April Nights, you know, we are a team. You know, we provide the entertainment for Redding that's been around for a long time that everyone relies on. So, you know, to have places to take care of things like that is great. And so you can't just put it up and let it go.
Right.
It drives me nuts. I'm constantly thinking, how can we make it better? So even if it was the best experience ever, we're still looking at how to make it even better next year. So.
Okay. And that's what we want to talk about in the future.
Okay.
When we come back here, we're here with Bennett Gooch, who's president of the Redding Rodeo Association. How long have you been with them?
Since 94.
94. And so we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Perfect.
Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 20 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Internet, bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream from home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day to you. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right, free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competition startup costs. And there's no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today. And they just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new home-style side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive, or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Stay up to date on seasonal vaccines to prevent the spread of COVID, RSV, and the flu. Visit the Wintu Cultural Tribal Center at 4755 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake on Saturday, December 3rd from 12 noon until 6:30 p.m. Keep your immunity strong this holiday season. This community clinic is brought to you by the California Department of Public Health and MyTurn.
Thank you to our staff, everybody there.
We really appreciate it for taking care of us while we're
in
gone.
Reading,
here.
And we'll be back in the studios on Monday. We've been here all week with the National Rodeo Finals Convention, if you will.
We attended last night
the very first, actually, NFR.
The first performance of the NFR, and they've got nine more.
Mm-hmm. Right.
10 days. And just to give you an idea that first place last night in every event paid $28,913.70. Mm-hmm. Second was $22,000. And you're thinking to yourself, for riding a horse.
Right.
Or there's a lot more to it than that.
What led it down to fourth was like $16,000 or
something like that.
I don't remember.
And we're here with Bennett Fuchs, by the way, who's the president of the Reading Rodeo Association. Mm-hmm. We're kind of tying all this together.
Uh-huh. I remember not too far ago, the first place night would have been a $16,000 check. Uh-huh. So it's definitely grown a lot in a short period of time.
Well, Steve Knowles, who is director of administration with the PRCA, told us that Stetson Wright this year, $350,000 that he's made was not how much he made, because there's other events that don't count for the PRCA. He said he's closer to $500,000.
Yes.
Well, in this paper that we received out of the press room last night at the Thomas and Mack, like, for instance, fourth place in the tie-down roping, Haven Magid, total NFR earnings was $16,000, but total world earnings $172,000.
How much he made this year.
And he was in fourth place.
So a lot of the contestants, like you said, it's so expensive to travel around to get to all the rodeos to qualify to get here. That's what paid their way. They broke even. Now this is bonus time. So this is what's going to set them up. This is their profit for the year. So,
well, maybe not for Stetson.
Not all Stetson. Of them. But
of course, he's I won't say Tom Brady. Maybe he's Patrick Mahomes.
He's pretty dominant.
He is.
I think he's going to be around a while.
The whole Wright family.
It's
a genetic thing, and they're raising more Wrights as we go along. Bennett, we've got about 7 minutes left.
Yes.
What do you see for the future for Reading Rodeo?
I think the future is definitely bright in Reading. What we went through the last year with the proposal to designate our land as surplus and do some things down there, the community spoke and said, don't mess with them. And, we have outgrown the area, so we do need to rebuild, but I need a long-term lease. I need something that I can go and get grants and get the funding to do the next level improvements to make it more efficient for parking and you know, contestants, the fans, everybody, bring everything up to where it needs to be for accessibility and all that kind of thing. But I can't, it doesn't make financial sense if you have 3 years left on a term and you don't know where it's going. So I need the community support to go to the city council, which I do believe I have the support.
I think you have it.
And we need to negotiate a long-term agreement that whether we manage the facility or, you know, lease the facility or whatever we do, we need to take it to the next level so that we can do what we need to do to make it a better place.
What would you like to see? I mean, you got the 15-year lease.
Yeah.
What would you like to see?
Well, it would mean to be more like a 50-year lease because financing. But, yeah. I would love to improve the whole ingress and egress, you know, path of travel, you know, all these things that we need to make it.
Move a lot more people in and out. Quicker.
Yeah, and you know, we are limited on space, and we do share it with Advanced Reading and what they do, and we work well with them. And so it's a very fine line between what you can do and you know, because we can't back traffic up on I-5 to get in and out of there. So we have to get creative with what area we have there and work together with everyone around us so that we can make it so they can improve their experience also. I think with whatever we do is going to enhance what they do next door. And, you know, we all need to work together and make it work for everybody. So we can do some things. We can condense our footprints a bit. We are limited on space. We do have 500 contestants come in with 50-foot trailers. And so to get them in and out of there and parked and you know, have a place for the fans and everybody to go is a challenge. And that's what we have to do to make it better. And when we do that, the experience all around is going to be better. If you can come buy a ticket, you know, even if we have off-site parking and shuttle buses like we took last night to get to the NFR, you know, we can have a secure lot for your car. You can get on a bus. You can be in the door in 10 minutes. And then when you want to leave anytime throughout the night, that bus will be running and you get you back to your car when you're out of there, and you wouldn't be waiting in these long lines and, you know, stuck in traffic. So those are the things that we need to improve if we want to attend.
The shuttle last night worked as far
as I was concerned.
It was amazing. I mean, they had all
precise.
Routes you're on. They're saying, where are you going to? And they go right here to this bus.
Yes.
And they take us down to the bus, hop in, and we were gone back here.
Yeah, because we had friends one time that they had a class or there was something, and they were only going to be able to come right when it started. They couldn't because they got stuck in traffic, and they thought it was so backed up.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you're right. So there, I can't even imagine unless it was something that maybe with Wind River or something like that, they allowed, you know, like shuttles from there where people could, I don't even know.
They have a large area. When we actually had a company that was going to bring buses in and they do rodeo. Matter of fact, they were here last night. Same buses, same. And they know what to do and how to do it.
We
didn't have enough time to pull it off last year. And so we didn't. We're looking at it this year so that we can have that fan experience. Like you said, you don't have to think about it. You buy your ticket. You know where to go. You get in, you get out, you come home. You stay as late as you want. You want to stay at the after party at the rodeo grounds where everyone is having a great time of all ages. And, and if they want to stay there until the end, they know they can still get back to their car. And that car is being protected, those are the things we need to do. You know, and then other, you know, to take it a step further, internet is a huge problem right there. It's we're working on bringing in more internet, and what that means is processing ticket sales. You know, if you want to buy drink tokens, it's faster. If you want to get in the gate, it's faster to scan them. We run into problems trying to get that many people in that gate. They back up, and then we fan them out, and you know, so we observe that every year, and we have some great plans to improve that this year, but it's going to take
We came in with our phones.
Absolutely.
You know, we went to a concert, just came and showed it to them. And
we had a meeting with our ticketing and website company today or yesterday, and they're constantly improving what they have. So their scanners, rather than, you know, they're phone-based, and so they would scan like a QR code. Well, this year they changed that. Now they've got a laser-type scanner that's going to be more accurate, faster, and quicker, so we can process people and get them in and get them through the gate so that they can go have a good time faster than stand in the line.
We've seen that, where they've used that laser.
Yes.
We got like about, maybe a minute and a half
left. Closing thoughts here, Bennett.
I'm just excited to come back. The community support and out, you know, everyone wants to be a part. And like I told you before, we had we had the rodeo last year, and there was some people from, I think, L.A. that came in and stayed at the Sheraton and were fly fishing and didn't know the rodeo was going on until they walked past the rodeo, and that one of my guys at the one of my directors saw them and talked to them and said, hey, what's going on? And he said, well, the rodeo. And so we threw them a couple pair of tickets, and they went to the event that night. They were there to fish, and they came back and found us the next day and says, we're coming back next year. We are going to center, we're going to revolve our fishing trip around this event because they had so much fun, and it's right next to the Sheraton.
Right.
It's right next to, you know, they can come in, stay, they fish. They,
right.
It's, that's what I was talking about. We as a community with these events work together to promote the other amenities of the North State. And so we promote mountain biking, kayaking, fishing, the parks, you know, everything that has to go on, and what Sheraton is doing and what Advanced Reading does throughout the year. So maybe they come back in a month and go to a concert and then go